to the No BS Short-Term Rental Podcast, an unfiltered look into the global vacation and short-term rental industry.
I'm Mateo Bradford.
And I'm John Stokinger.
And this is our podcast. We bring the right people to the table at the right time, giving you an inside view and take on the short-term rental industry like no other podcast can.
It's awful early, Mateo. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, back at it, man. Back to the world.
Yeah, you know.
To getting things done, moving and shaking, all that good stuff. How are you, man?
I'm good. It was a great week last week. It was travel. I got to see you. I got to see to see everyone else. That was amazing. And that, now we're back at it, back in the grind, back home. And, you know, our schedules were a little crazy this week. So, you know, we're recording earlier than normal. I know sometimes you've recorded this early when you're West Coast. But you know, hey, we got to do what we got to do. Got to keep on plugging away, keep on putting out episodes.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. No doubt.
So, episode, what is it? 24? 24?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Hey, think about it. I mean, we just started this thing. Think about the guests we've had already.
Blessed, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Man, look, this is blessed, man. Labor isn't fair. And yeah, it was good to be back, but I think it was also affirming to a big extent, too. You know, shout out to everyone who's listened to the podcast. I'm getting a lot of good feedback, man, which is super encouraging because I think, you know, with what we've done and how we went about this, you know, John, we just decided to do this, man. Fill a gap, you know, continue to do what we've always been doing, just having great conversations with the amazing people that make up this industry. Just, you know, in a way that hadn't been done before and, you know, that we're going to continue to do. So I'm excited. It's coming out of this conference. It was different. Different because it was good to be back. Different because it was good to see people after so long. But also different because, like, things have changed. Things have changed.
Oh, huge.
Significantly in our industry. And while there was a good amount of the same, like it felt different, but it was good. So
yeah, I mean, my big takeaway from the, you know, from the show, and there was probably three. Yeah, it felt different, which isn't a bad thing. But you're right, it felt different because there's a lot has changed. The landscape has changed. Where we are going has changed. There's a lot of money being thrown at. There's, I mean, you walk around and, you know, talking to people, you should see the amount of investors on the floor, the amount of money on the floor looking to buy.
Yeah.
That was insane to me. I'm like, holy shit, are you serious? Yeah. You know, just looking around and talking to those guys and gals and really seeing, you know, how hungry people are to get a piece of this pie and to kind of get in on, you know, their thoughts of this being the ground floor. And we know we've been here for quite a while, which is kind of cool. So I definitely get that. I got a consolidation vibe for, you know, as a PM, like how do we consolidate all these different things into something that's easier to use? I got that feeling because all there, as in the property managers are going, man, there's so many different logins. There's so many different things we have to do. How do we make this easier for us? With tech being the driving force in everything now moving forward, I got that vibe for sure overall from a property manager standpoint there at the conference. And there was tons of people there. Yeah. I mean, this was brought me back to maybe not the most attended Verma in history, but there was a lot of people there. It was great.
Yeah.
And then, you know, to kind of, you know, I don't want to really, you know, spend too much time on what we covered last week, but, you know, the fact that VRMA and us and our subcommittee and everything we've done, you know, diversity and inclusion were finally recognized, and maybe not to the extent that we want it to be recognized. I'm 100% not to the extent we want it to be recognized. I'm pushing for main stage. I'm pushing for keynote stage next year. And we have backing from Drew Brown, shout out to Drew Brown, shout out to Michelle Williams.
Yep.
Big shout out to Drew Brown.
Yeah.
And to shout out to both of them that are who are getting behind this and Drew reached out and found both of us afterwards and said, how can we make this a bigger thing next year? So I'm super stoked about that. And on a personal level for us, you know, like the affirmation for what we're doing here at the No BS was fucking great. Yeah. Like we're putting out something that's different. Yeah. That people are actually listening. Some episodes are getting more viewership than others. It's, you know, it depends on the guest, depends on the topic. Some of our topics are not necessarily like easy digestible topics. You know, it's not maybe that something that, you know, it's easy on a, you know, hanging out with the family and want to go ahead and listen to a podcast. But we're talking about stuff that no one else will.
Yeah, no, I agree. And we're going to continue. I'm stoked about the guests that we have coming up, the guests that we're having in the future. And again, we're going to push that line, man. We're going to talk to people that aren't, you know, always at the forefront, but are valid and bring validation to our industry and make up our industry and, you know, talk about the events and things that are happening that are relevant. And that was the big affirmation coming out of this, because to be honest, like, this has been the most diverse VRMA that I've seen.
100%.
Interesting to see if we get these demographics, but it was definitely, you know, and I don't know what the overall numbers were, but it was definitely a noticeable difference than in the makeup of the people who are attending, which is a good thing. I think it's a really good thing because it's showing maturity. And shout out to Drew Brown again, you know, having conversations, even, you know, I saw an article earlier that VRMA is partnering with like VRBO to open up to hosts and smaller managers, which I think is ridiculously overdue, man. Like, again, that just said, you talked about consolidation and strengthening our industry, strengthening our voice around everything from regulation to, you know, if we get these people engaged, you know, it's the right move. Right. Because, you know, we're in this boat together.
I agree. 100%. Rentals, yeah, that's the right move. And not everyone agrees with that. You know, like some of the old school regime are pretty pissed about the fact that, you know, Verma has opened it up to the smaller hosts. I think the number is like 5 or 10. I think it's 5. Like you have to have 5 units or something. Please don't quote me. Yeah. I'll find out and I'll put it in the notes on the website. But the whole point of VRMA is to professionalize our industry, to give some like a standard, to give a solid foundation to hosts and to property managers to go ahead and to overall bring a more professional product to our guests, who are our clients, who are the one that's spending the money. And so by opening up, you're doing a couple things. You're bringing a hell of a lot more money into VRMA, which is important because money's an issue. Like we ran into it with trying to get shit done with on the different committees we're in. It's hard. And without conferences in 2020, without, you know, that was the big financial draw for, and even early 2021, we didn't have the spring forum. So without having those come in, which is the big money makers for VRMA, all you're living on is basically advocacy, which isn't for that, right, which is super important. But and then you're living on membership, and membership was it was hard. It was hard, you know, as someone on the membership committee, you know, when there's no conferences, you know, it's hard to go ahead and keep people stoked about, you know, doing virtual shit. I mean, we're sick of virtual stuff. So
that's clear. That's been clear. That's been made super clear, right? Coming out of all of this.
So I mean, I think it was the right move. We're gonna expose like a professional part of the industry to hosts that you know, and give them like access to stuff they haven't had access to, potentially open in their eyes. And partnering with Verba is super smart. Yeah. Kudos to both Vrbo and shout out to them and for to VRMA for doing that. I think it's super smart.
On the other side of it too, man, I'd like to see Airbnb follow up like and do the same thing. Now I'd like to see them follow, because the reality is, y'all, we're in this together, right? You know, when hosts mess up in a city or you know, people have bad experiences with people who are hosting. And this isn't an urban or vacation rental thing. You can make it that if you want, but at the end of the day, we're still interlinked and interlocked, right? Like they're not, someone's not looking at a bad experience or someone who's not doing it the right way and saying, oh, well, they're a vacation rental manager, or oh, they're an urban manager. Nobody cares about that. Right. End of the day, they're looking at, you know, is this person a professional or not? And when you look at, you know, the void in this space of a unified voice that encompasses really everyone, you know, we haven't really had that. And VRMA has the opportunity to really make a mark and step in and be that organization. It will only empower it. It will only be better for the industry if done right, which I believe, you know, with the leadership and, you know, the talent that we have in our community, that it will be. But I just think we're 100% the beneficiary of it. The more inclusive we are, the more, you know, we're building and open, and the people who want to do it the right way will have a home. And if that home is VRMA, I think it should be, personally, in my biased, unbiased opinion. Why not? It'd truly be the largest organization out there for professionals in the space, professional managers in the space, regardless of your geotag. Or, you know, your destination. You know, we're all in this thing together. If I've learned one thing in my time here, we're linked. And,
yeah.
You know, the better, you know, the more you better one side and professionalize that side, you know, I would think that you would want to do the same on the other. So from the regulatory all the way down, right, to the operational level and the guest experience, you know, I think having professionals operating in this space is a no-brainer. So,
oh yeah, it's a win-win for everybody, and 100% no-brainer. Yeah. So I mean, a couple things in the news, and truly the one that jumps out to me is, you know, Plum Guide, 8 million, is that 8, 9, somewhere in there. Yeah. Regardless, again, more money being thrown in our space. It's a recurring, it's a recurring thing. For those that are unaware, what Plum Guide is, it is a luxury focused platform with really stringent rules to go ahead and get your properties on there. Curated luxury focus. They're, you know, if you're in that upper echelon and you're booking vacation rentals, chances are you're using Plum Guide. If you haven't, and you are in that echelon and you're listening to this podcast, check out Plum Guide. but you know, you kind of want to go ahead and check that out. But you know, they got $8 million thrown at them, which, you know, anything with a million in it is a decent amount of money to get some stuff done. I'm not sure exactly. I mean, to be straightly honest, I saw the title, the headline, and didn't really read it. So I here's a really shitty podcast talking about Plum Guide.
I know the guys at Plum Guide, and they're good. I think it's a great platform. I think luxury is going to grow, man. Look, it's with homes and villas in the space. Shout out to homes and villas. Like I think, you know, we're going to see more and more organization around this luxury side of the business, because clearly there's demand.
I think it's not even just luxury. I think it's niche. I mean, we've talked about, look, I'm wearing our one of our sponsors at Ease. I mean, you may or may not work there. You know, so I'm wearing an at Ease t-shirt. Right. If you're there, watching us on YouTube today. I'm also wearing a Red Sox hat who just clinched, who've made it to the, you know, ALCS. So just letting you know, they beat Tampa last night. So that was pretty amazing.
We're going to keep it on relevant topics today.
Well, you know, if we're going to keep it on relevant topics, Atlanta, your hometown, is up 2-1 and could clinch it in on their end here with one more win.
So this, all right, now we got to get into semantics.
Not your hometown. You're right. It's not your hometown. Where you live today.
Okay. Thank you. And again, to be fair, you know, I don't have any problem with the Braves. But No, this is a Giants fan, man. Now you don't have to make me pull out my Giants gear and bring that up and wear that. And we're going to go back and forth about that.
San Francisco, you're not talking football here in New York Giants.
No.
Just make it. What? Hey, they're still in it.
Yeah.
I think I didn't. Their game last night. I didn't see the results. It's awful early this morning. I haven't checked yet.
It is super early, man. But we're all right.
Yeah, they played last night. I think they did. With that said, we are keeping this episode short. Mateo's going to be hopping on a plane here soon. We really wanted to go ahead and no super guests to introduce. You're stuck with just us today, but we have some really big plans. We've been focused on putting out quality content, continuing the focus on news and culture. There are more and more podcasts coming into our space, which is fantastic. We're going to keep doing exactly what we're doing. We're going to keep putting out content every week because we know that that's that's what, you know, is important. And we're going to keep upping our game. We're looking to go ahead. Truly, if those that are listening today, we are looking for a sponsor that aligns with who we are and what we're putting out, that would like to help up our game in putting out an even more professionalized quality product. So if you're listening and you're like, oh, you know what? I think our brand would really align with the No BS, short-term rental podcast and what they're doing. And, you know, reach out to us, reach out to Mateo, reach out to me. We'd love to chat with you. We've had some people reach out and unfortunately it's the fit isn't exactly what we're looking for. So please reach out to us, because, you know, I think there's a partnership opportunity for us to grow together. Additionally, you know, the guests we have coming, I mean, we got like six guests coming that we've already got scheduled out that are amazing. We're just keep up in the game. And, you know,
some more to add.
Oh yeah.
Some more to add.
Every week. So, you know,
I'm excited. I can't wait to have these conversations. I'm super stoked.
Me too, man. I mean, that's as much as I like talking to you, I like bringing someone else in the mix too. And the kind of going off.
John, this is good. Like I like having our refreshes, man. Sometimes it's, you know, you and I here is a good thing. Like we can chop it up a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Take it back to where we started this room.
I also
and I like our recaps.
Yeah, I do too. You know, I think we do a pretty decent job in recapping the overall feel of things, and that's the whole point. I do want to talk to our audience again here. If there's someone that you think that we should be talking to or a topic that we should dive into, let us know. Let us know. If you're not sharing this podcast if you like this podcast and you're not sharing it and you're not going on iTunes and giving it whatever the heck you give it to bump it up or leaving a comment, shame on you. No, I'm just kidding. Not shame on you, but help us out. that helps us as well. There's all these little algorithms behind the scenes, help the podcast, you know, liking us on our YouTube, you know, watching all this different things, just, you know, do your thing, help us out. Yeah, absolutely. With that said, and Anthony, you got anything else you want to add this week? No. All right. Well, thank you. Next week, we're coming back strong. Big week this week. Verma was amazing and looking forward to the next in-person conference. I have, there's potentially, I'm looking at Focusrite for myself personally. And I'm also looking at the Executive Summit, which are back to back. Basically it's Focusrite in Florida and then the Executive Summit, Verma Executive Summit in California. So I'm looking to be at both of those. And so if you are going to be at those, definitely hit me up.
I think I'm going to be, yeah.
sure. And yeah, have great week, man.
Hey, man, definitely. If you're out there listening, give my pitch as usual. Thank you for your support so far. We're looking forward to keeping that support. Hit the like, hit the subscribe if you're watching our videos. And yeah, get ready for the push. Mobius Podcast. We're back strong.